Chapter 26. After wading through the small stream they had been following, Triss felt as though the one it flowed into was almost a river, broad, deep, and fairly swift running. Almost up to her neck, she clung to Shog's paw, which supported her stoutly. Arvicola went ahead with them, his waterfall tribe bringing up the rear, no strangers to overhanging foliage and a night-darkened waterway. Triss peered anxiously into the gloom ahead.
"Are we anywhere near the shore yet?"
Arvicola answered in his slow, rustic drawl.
"If you do believe that yon vermin are sure to track ye, then I do think it be time to divert her, missy."
Shog shook his head doubtfully.
"There's one among them, Riggan the slave catcher. She's clever, matey. He'd have trouble bluffing her from a trail."
Arvicola pulled the reed and chewed reflectively on it.
"Mayhap she's smart, but I believe you'll find us not to be fools. This be our territory. We knows it like no other beast. Up out of this water now, and I'll tell you my plan."
They pulled themselves up onto the bank, Arvicola and his tribe following suit. The waterfall chieftain issued orders in an unhurried manner.
"All of ye now, Circle and Mill, you two as well, friends."
Obediently, they joined the waterfalls milling about in circles, stamping the ground hard until Arvicola called a halt. He inspected the ground, satisfied with the result.
"I do believe it be nicely flattened and well marked now. Look, you friends, see where my paw be a-pointin'?"
Triss nodded.
"Over the water to the far bank?"
The waterfall's homely face broke into a brief smile.
"Well said, missy. Now yonder there is an overgrown ledge. I do believe 'twill fit you both snug. You jump in the water and make your way across to it, and we'll bide here till you be goodly hidden. Hasten now, waste not the time."
Shog took Triss by the paw, and the two leaped into the broad stream. He guided her across and felt around in the dark until he had located the ledge beneath lots of hanging grass and fern. They ducked under the water and surfaced beneath it. Taking care not to touch the screen of vegetation, Triss peered through. She could barely make out Arvicola standing on the far bank. Shog called across to him.
"'Tis a good hiding place, mate. What now?"
Arvicola chuckled.
"Stay put there, friends. My voles will mill around a bit more, then go south through the woods. We'll be leaving a fine old messy trail for your vermin foes to follow."